rabbi, priests, monks. When we were small studying in Mia's farm, we went for holidays to Wombats. There was a church there, so we went and see a wrong belief. Till we don't meet with ulama, read reliable kitab, listen to the talk, something, and Allah's system is Allahu Akbar. It's not what the speaker knows and what he wants to say, where if with ikhlas. If the speaker has got ikhlas, this great buzurg, Najmuddin Kubra, he, Allah put in his heart. Aur kiske paas gaye? Achha, so he was there. And then immediately he had the urge, the love of Allah, but he didn't know who Allah is. And he took him and he led him towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that person was a shepherd sitting and he's saying to Ya, and he didn't know who Allah, enjoying taking the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So anyway, this pride which is in a person. So in this world, hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, how we stayed, yeah, it's not, you could have stayed like a very pious person, how your end comes, nobody knows. From there, one other thing then, which is also that the roza, that when we have kept our rozas, whole month we made our ibadat, stay with this fear, we don't know whether it's going to be accepted or not. The whole thing is on accept. If you are worried, you must have tea, but you're not worried of your cup. First worry, get a cup first. Then you'll be able to put your tea inside. So make your ibadat, make your amal. And afterwards, when your amal is there, then ikhlas will come. Many people don't want to start with to qabr mein pata chalega. That I'll know what is maqbool, that so many I have made. And if they not accept it, I've made none. Then he, Hazrat said, if I had 100,000 rands, I would have given this as in'am, as a gift for such an answer. And you might think also, it has happened also, that I built the masjid. Well, masjid can't be destroyed now. This is forever. How many masjids have been turned into churches? Have been turned into stables? How many people? Your ibadat, everything. But 1 gram of this pride you put in there, and everything is destroyed. Because of that, there is fire in our houses. Because of that, there is fire in our institutions. People, just good people.
On the other hand, those people who encourage on deen, who live according to deen and encourage on deen, Allah says with regard to them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جو لوگ یقین لائے اور کیے بھلے کام. Those people who brought iman on Allah and they did righteous deeds, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ اور وہ زبردست ہے حکمت والا والا. And Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful and He is the one full of wisdom. Every command and every action of His is full of wisdom. خلق, and to understand Allah Ta'ala and to know Allah Ta'ala, Allah invites us now to recognize Him. Allah has created the skies without anything that supports the sky. Like we have our masjid here, our houses, the roof of the masjid is supported by the 4 walls, by the columns which are here. If you remove the 4 walls, the column, the roof will fall down. But the sky, there are no columns holding it up. It is just, and when they took it at the foot of the mountain, it was completely different. Their research further led them that at the bottom of the earth, there are 200 kilometer steel plates, and they will move around if they are not kept down by weights. And if they have to move around, then we'll find Africa is here, which Allah Ta'ala has made, and all living things can live comfortably on this earth. If the earth had to be moving all the time, what should happen? Wherever might have experienced, or we read, we know about an earthquake which just comes for a few seconds, just about a minute, more than a minute, but then how He sends it down as a cloud burst, and we have floods everywhere. All this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. پھر اگائی زمین میں ہر قسم کی جورِ خاص سے. And then we say, we make things to grow all in pairs on the earth, and with what great respect and honor Allah jo uske siwa hai. Show me what have those created who are besides Allah. Scientists might claim what they want to. In technology they can say what they have advanced, but let them show one bit of this creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is the creator, controller, sustainer, and everything returns back to Allah. Hey, tu hi ya ke asar tera. It's only you everywhere or your clear signs that we can see. So fortunate is the believer, and that believer whose eyes of the heart are open and he sees Allah, he falls headlong in love with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has found the love of Allah, there is no greater joy.
To his half of Iman. So it should be done according to the commands of Allah. We should keep in mind, and also a few places in the Quran Sharif, Allah makes it very clear that nikah and marriage is not just to satisfy one's lust, but it's a great responsibility a person takes upon himself. When also in previous ayahs that we read, that the delegation from the husband's side must come, a delegation from the wife's side, they sit down and decide, try and sort out all the issues. And then if it is necessary, there is no way out, then a person gives one talaq in one of a clean period, and the wife is during the iddat period. And so you have to give her a place to stay as you are staying in your house, and give her a suitable place, and it must don't cause her any difficulty, any harm. Yeah, we want to take undue advantage of the wife, and we put her into difficulty included. When a person accepts his wife in marriage, he promises that he'll give her a place to stay, and he'll give her food and her expenses also. And this connection remains after talaq for three periods, menstruation periods or 3 months. And it remains after to do unko unka badla. And if she's breastfeeding a child, when she wasn't still pregnant, you divorced her, but she had a breastfeeding child, then you have to give her actually her expenses for breastfeeding the child. That is also, she's doing you a favor now. The responsibility of the children, the finance, to stay separate from each other. So do that also in a very amicable and in a good way. وَإِن تَعَاسَرْتُمْ فَسَتُرْضِعُوا لَهُ أُخْرَى. اور اگر ضد کرو آپس میں تو دور پلائے گی اس کے خاطر اور کوئی عورت. And if there is some dispute, then sort that also. Beautiful religion Islam is, and how we treat our woman folk. آخر دعوانا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أنما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما.
7 seas besides that also. So much of ink. ما نفدت كلمات الله نتمام هو بات الله كي. And then all the people who understand, recognize Allah, His great Qudrat, and they write the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And this is just an example for us, which is mind-boggling. So many wisdom. And Allah uses this great power according to this great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. And also, one major thing that the non-believers of Makkah Sharif could not comprehend, how will people be brought back to life again? They used to say that when this body has decayed and nothing is left of it, how can it be for Allah to resurrect and bring people back to life on the day of Qiyamah? Inna Allah sami'un basir. Beshak Allah sab kuch sunta dekhta hai. Allah Ta'ala hears everything and in detail, whatever, even what passes through the heart of a person, what is in his mind, that also Allah Ta'ala hears. The other meaning is, don't you say every day after night, day comes again. How the night enters into the day. And after the day, the night comes. How the day enters into the night. Sadly, we've been trained in a Western form of education We think this is just natural phenomena. Had we been trained with Islamic, which comes from the sun, and it is absolutely essential that we dry our clothes also in sunshine. Drying our clothes in tumble dryers is unhealthy. Perhaps sometimes or the other when it is a necessity, but the rays of the sun burn the germs on the clothes to hang the clothes outside. And then with the still the time when Allah Ta'ala wants to, till Qiyamah, and then all will be destroyed. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. اور یہ ہے کہ اللہ خبر رکھتا ہے اس کی جو تم کرتے ہو. And all this Allah Ta'ala is doing so that He informs you and so that you know that whatever Allah won't make our life difficult, but it will make our life joyous when we understand what a great power, what a merciful being is with us all the time. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَلِيمٌ.
The knowledge of this dunya, that is, Allah Ta'ala has made insan in such a way that he has to eat. So for food, he'll have to plant, without which nothing will move. For example, your cars that we know needs wheels. The aeroplane needs wheels.